Welcome to Shot in the Arm Podcast with Brett Denton, where he believes in maximizing your potential. It's your podcast for high performance, ultimate power, and limitless living. We get into life hacks, performance tips, and optimizing strategies for your life. So get ready, because we're about to get another shot in the arm.
Welcome to the Shot in the Arm Podcast. I am your host, Brett Denton. Today's shot is with Jeff Choate, head football coach at Montana State University, adventure seeker in life, and mentor to thousands of men on their path to self-actualization. Get ready for a heavy dose of key relationships, full results. Roll up your sleeve, relax, breathe, and let's stick that needle deep for today's Shot in the Arm. Coach Choate, great to have you back on the show again.
Thank you.
So, what do you mean in here by key relationships for results?
Well, I try to kind of break things down into maybe two to three things that I can remember, because I figure if I can remember them, then 18 to 22 year old kids can remember them. And so my thing is, on the relationships part of it, I really identify two types of relationships. One is the most common type of relationship, but I think most people can relate to it. It's what I call transactional relationships. And those transactional relationships are no deeper than going to the store and buying a loaf of bread. You walk in, you exchange some money for a loaf of bread, you walk out with a loaf of bread, you never really think about that individual that was behind the counter, what their life might be like, how you could maybe personally make it better, do something for them. They don't think about that for you. And in my personal existence, the examples that I use the most are recruiting. And for example, when I was at the University of Florida, the relationships were very transactional. Most of the young men that we were recruiting were 4 or 5 star guys, highly recruited, had offers from basically every school in the country in a Power Five conference. And what they wanted to know from me was, how was I going to get them to the league? How was I going to help them, elevate their football career to the next level? And generally speaking, what we wanted to know from them was how they were going to help us win a championship. And so that was, at the end of the day, some of those relationships became very empty. And I think about the transactional type of relationships where, you remain in contact with people that you've coached or been coached by over a period of time. And the reason that happens is because there was an emotional connection. And I think that in most relationships, for them to become transformational, you have to be able to evoke emotion, because emotion is raw and it's honest. And once you evoke emotion in a relationship, now you've gotten to that trust barrier, right? The trust barrier has been broken down. They're going to allow you to come into your life. You're going to allow them to come into their life, your life, and you're going to be able to really make some formative changes on both sides. I find that those transformational relationships are just as meaningful, hopefully, to me as they are to maybe the young man that I'm recruiting or coaching at that particular moment. And I carry that over into my personal life. Those are the types of connections and relationships that you want to have with your loved ones too. It shouldn't be, just every day you can't be talking to your 16-year-old son about just taking the garbage out. You need to have some substantive conversations about life. And those lead to that trust barrier being broken down and allow for transformation to occur, which is really what we're trying to get at, which is, each one of us becoming that best version of ourselves and reaching that self-actualization of this is who we want to become.
Yeah, I think that, you hit home on a few things there. I mean, one of the things that I think a lot of couples get into is they switch over once they have kids into more of a transactional relationship. When you're picking the kids up, what's for dinner, and they totally just forget about that whole transformational process. And that's why, a lot of relationships, they wake up 10, 18 years later when the kids are out of the house, and all of a sudden they're like, I don't even know who you are, right? Well, yeah, because you've basically been, like you said, my cashier or my, my errand boy for the last 18 years. So I think that's extremely important for anybody. Just start paying attention to what types of relationships that you're running. And to take that a step further, it's funny that you mentioned the loaf of bread at the store, because just the other day, it can go both ways, right? Because just the other day, I had a conversation with one of the kids at the checkout, just figuring out, what he's up to, what he's doing, who he is as a person. Come to find out, he's about to go to military boot camp. And I happen to own a gym as one of our businesses. And, you know, so I got to know him and he was a good kid. And so I offered him a free membership. Right. And so it's for him to get ready. And so now every time I go there, like, he knows my name. I know his name. I mean, it's a very transformational relationship where, like you said, there's a chance that it couldn't have been. I could have done what I do other times when I'm not in the mood to talk to somebody and simply gave him my check and not paid attention to him and not cared. And I think it goes even beyond that, because you never know what frame of mind that person is in that day. And if that person is not in a good frame of mind, or, you know, on the worst case scenario, maybe they're thinking about suicide, you don't give them a time of day and they go and do it, or you do and you say, hey, how's your day? How are you doing today? Right. So I don't know if you got anything else to add in with any of that stuff, but I think all of those things are extremely important.
Well, I think, you know, you think about how that, not just the impact that you had on the young man that you were interacting with and how you made him feel, but how that made you feel to be able to reach out and to, just for that brief moment, maybe make a little bit of a difference in this kid's life. And I think that's the value of the transformational relationship. And one of the things that I keep in front of me every day is I keep a sign that says, what have I done for somebody else today? And I think that especially in a leadership role in an organization, service leadership is really important. That leads to transformational relationships. If you don't have a service mindset about doing things for others, then it all becomes about you. And now we're back into that transactional form. And so I think that's that mindset that we wake up with every day, that we choose, is really critical to think, okay, how am I going to improve somebody else's lot in life today? Or how am I going to treat somebody better today than I did yesterday? And now that leads to those forming of transformational relationships.
Now, let me ask you, on the flip side of this, this is just kind of a debate, but, you know, you talked about the guys at Florida, and I'm sure there's a lot of schools, not just Florida, that are like that, probably everybody in their conference, where it's more of a transactional. Okay, well, they seem to be pretty successful. So what do you think would happen if it turned into a transformational relationship versus the current transactional relationships?
Well, I think that that's where it starts. And I think that one of the things I really feel like, you know, when I was an assistant coach, I felt like I had a responsibility to make connections with the guys that were in my room. I could not go in there every day and just think, okay, we're going to talk about slide protection, or we're going to talk about, you know, this blitz or whatever. I mean, it needed to be, you had to have some banter. You had to have some things to talk about, and developing a connection with those kids was really critically important. So I think that that does happen. I think those transformational relationships do happen. I just think that there's a system in place in certain places where you've got to just dig a little deeper. It's not really about the system is not necessarily completely broken. It's just how you look at it when you start. And I think there are people that just focus on the transactional part of it. But I think there's also people, good people everywhere, that that want to have long-lasting, deep relationships with people that they spend a lot of time with, whether that's a young man that you're coaching, an employee that you go to work with every day, or a coworker, and certainly, hopefully, with family members and members of the community.
Yeah, and I think it even goes another level than that. So let's just say that the Florida deal, or any school or anybody you went to, is strictly transactional, and that gets the job done, right? So you win games, you're a national champion, whatever it is, right? So that happened, and you're good, and you're successful in that realm. But there's a reason that I stay in touch with you, right? And that's way beyond, I mean, I don't know how long I graduated, a while ago at this point, and I still stay in touch with you, whereas I've had probably more coaches than I can count in my entire life, and there's very few that I stay in touch with. And that, I think that alone, when you're looking at long-term results and long-term performance, instead of just that kind of microwave thinking that a lot of us get stuck into, I think that's where the transformational relationship really ends up kind of building interest and really, really showing its power in the long run, don't you think?
I agree, and I think it's so much more rewarding on both ends. And, you know, I think about not... This is kind of my soundbite on this, is whether it's, you know, you talking about your experience at Boise State as a player, or me talking about my experience at Boise State as a coach, it's really less about what happened and what we accomplished there, and it's more about who we became as a result of those experiences. And I think that I gained immensely as a person from that experience there, from a relationship with each one of the young men that I had the opportunity to interact with, you certainly being one of those. And so I think that's, I try to look at it like that. I mean, there's guys that I've coached that I just astound me, that amaze me, the depth of their intelligence and their compassion. And I have to examine myself and say, gosh, am I doing that as well? So, you know, it's a two-way street. I get just as much as I give.
Yeah, I think that's a lot. You know, people don't realize that both people benefit, right? And that goes beyond just that relationship. And let's just take it out of this context. And let's just say, you know, I'm thanking somebody for something. Well, I get just as much out of thanking somebody for something as they get for being thanked. Right. And so if they're not willing to accept that thank you, which happens a lot, again, for whatever reason, our society where we kind of push away being thanked, well, then you're, you know, it kind of goes to this transformational and transactional again, like accept the thank you, because the other guy is looking to get just as much out of doing that for you as you are out of him doing it. Right.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say one thing I would leave to kind of close this segment up, but to think about is, get note cards and write thank yous. Mm-hmm. It is a really, it's a lost art, so to speak, and it is really therapeutic. If you sat down and wrote three thank yous to people in your life every day, you've made a huge impact on their life and your own. And I think that that's something that, like I said, it's, you know, it's easy to send a text message. It's easy to send an email or a voicemail, but I mean, if you just said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the next 2 weeks and I'm going to write 2 to 3 thank yous to people in my life every day. You would be shocked at what you get back in return.
Yeah. And why do you think that is? I agree with that. And that is what we'll leave it. But I have a question on that and why you think it's so therapeutic.
Well, I think it's just the physical exercise of saying, this is why I appreciated what you did for me. I think it's just, it's a really, I think it's humbling, because you're almost saying, at that moment you're going, you know, I didn't do this for myself. You did this for me. And, to let people know that you appreciate who they are. I think that's building trust and breaking down barriers and moving towards transformational relationships in and of itself.
Yeah. And there's, a psychologist who came up with, she calls it her super three-part thank you, just to add a little bit of power behind those thank you notes. And there's basically three parts to it. First one, when you're thanking somebody, is of course say thank you, but then you find the benefit of what good came to you because of that person and be very specific. Number two is acknowledge the effort. So what might have been hard for them, busy schedule, whatever it may be, and then spot the strength. So what good do you see in the person you're thanking? And then, of course, always start and end with thank you. So that adds a little bit more power to both people. It adds more power to the person being thanked, and it adds more power to you and your internal, like, oh, wow, you know, they did take a lot of time out of their day to help me. And so it helps both parties. And that was Professor McGonigal is actually the one that came up with that. So, Choate, I think that is where we'll leave it today. So biggest thing, you guys, get out there, start writing thank you notes. Choate, I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.